Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dan for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, here to share the easiest way to buy tires. Come to Dobbs. With the best tire brands and the biggest inventory, you'll get your tires the same day at the lowest price, guaranteed. Next time you need tires, get into Dobbs.
Alex Ferrario, that's Tanner Hendrickson. I'm Brandon Kiley. So we've been talking a lot today about, or really over the last few days, the Blues young forwards that have made an impact early in this season. And most significantly, Jake Neighbors is a guy that has really impressed everybody that has watched him so far this year. He might get a bigger opportunity tonight with Pavel Buchnevich, as you just heard there in Tanner's Sports Center update, being out. He's suspended for the next two games. And at least yesterday at practice, Neighbors was one of the guys that was up there on the second line in Buchnevich's spot alongside Shin and Kyrou. And right now, we are very happy to go out to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line to be joined by former NHLer Mike McKenna, joining us here on BK and Ferrario. Mike, we appreciate the time as always, man. Thanks so much for hopping on with us today. I did want to ask you about some of that youth that we've seen for the Blues at forward. Is this about as deep as you've seen them in recent years?
Well, I think so. And it's kind of interesting to see the amount of turnover when you look back even to where they were when they won the Stanley Cup. It's not the same lineup any longer. There's been players that have moved in and out. But, you know, when you look at Kyrou and Thomas and the depth that the team's been able to show, I like it, you know, and especially being able to bring Bozak back on the contract they did. That really solidified things for me with the Blues. And I like the position they're in. I like even on the decor, you know, having players that are starting to come through as prospects. Like, you have to have that back bill to fill in the void of, you know, older players, higher priced players. You got to bring along your players through development and drafting and developing prospects. And to me, I think the Blues are on that right track right now.
You know, Mike, the one development that I think a lot of people have been surprised by is Jordan Kyrou. I mean, he had his breakout season last year with this team, and he's already started off this year with 6 points in two games. Are we starting to see a star forward unfold for the St. Louis Blues?
He's right at the cusp, and you always wonder, when's the player going to take the next step? You know, because there were times last year where I'd watch Jordan Kyrou and I'd think, man, this guy's going to get it done. Like, he is going to be a top-line center or top-line player. He's got everything in the makings of what you'd expect. Like, he can fly. That's the biggest thing in today's game. He can be a puck hound when he wants to. But, you know, it just didn't come consistently. It was in waves last year. You know, obviously, putting up 6 points in two games is a good start. But, you know, I think for Kyrou, that's the type of player that you're really looking at to make that next step, right? And to start to push people out of positions. You know, you want him to take that top line spot. And again, you know, you've got such a strong first line. You got Saad, O'Reilly, Perron playing together. But look at the second line now. I mean, Kyrou and Shen together, you know, whether Neil stays there or not, I mean, that's a really, really good pairing. I like it. And you always have the availability to put Kyrou with Thomas again. So interchangeably moving that lineup around, to me, is a strength of the Blues. And I think they've got players that can fill a lot of roles and do a lot of different things.
From a goalie's perspective, and we're talking with Mike McKenna here on 101 ESPN, what is it about the Blues that gives you troubles right now? Like, from their depth at forward, what is it about them that is difficult to go up against if you're the goalie that is preparing for them for a game like tonight for Vegas, for example?
I just don't want to see the power play. I really don't want to at all. And listen, like, they're clicking at 50% right now. That's not sustainable over the course of a whole season. They've only played two games. So I know what we're looking at, but, like, if you're the goaltender and you're skating out on the ice from your bench for the first power play, and you think that you're going to face Tarasenko, O'Reilly, Shen, Perron, Krug, That's scary. And then they're going to come at you with Kyrou Falk, Thomas Bozak, Saad. I mean, that's tough. And I look at the chemistry that Perron had with O'Reilly last year and with Shen at times. Those two guys feed off each other so well, and they move the puck laterally so quickly. And we all know David Perron can get it on and off his stick, but he just seems to be getting better. You know, he's only signed contracts with the Blues, and you'd think by this point in his career, over the age of 30 hump, that he'd be starting to tail off. Well, he posted career numbers last season, and he's become really a premier trigger man in the league. And I think if Tarasenko can get back to the point where he's, you know, ripping pucks down the wing and making life nervous on a goaltender with everything going downhill, that's another layer to it. That brings you right back to where the team was when they won the Stanley Cup.
Mike, on the defensive side for this team, I think their defensemen have 7 or 8 points already in 2 games. Is that best-case scenario for this team? They no longer are that big, heavy team like they were in 18-19, but I don't think that's a bad thing when you have guys like Justin Falk, who can score 20 goals in a season for you, Torrey Krug, who we've seen put up 60 points with the Boston Bruins, and then the speed that they present with a Jake Walman and a Colton Parayko.
You have to have scoring from your D. And it has to come, you know, in different ways. It doesn't just have to be transition or just on power play. It needs to be comprehensive. And the best teams in the league in the last several years have had that. Look at how well Tampa Bay Lightning are able to transition the puck. It's not just Victor Hedman. It's Sergachev. It's McDonough. Throughout their lineup, they're so strong at getting up the ice. And even looking towards the team that the Blues are playing against tonight, the Vegas Golden Knights, they've generated a lot of their offense from their D. In today's game, you have to have defensemen that can not only make that outstanding pass, the cross-ice pass, the stretch pass, they got to be able to move their feet. And they've got to do it with the puck on their stick. And somebody as big and strong as Colton Parayko, he can get through the neutral zone so quickly. And, you know, it may come in the form of secondary assists. It's not necessarily getting across the blue line and wiring a slapper right by the goalie's ears. It's about getting that puck moving. And so often it's just taking those first couple strides and then being involved in the rush and in transition. And the Blues now have a D-core that is more mobile, that is capable of doing that. And the size is there still. They're big, but they can skate as well.
We're talking to Mike McKenna for another couple of minutes, former NHL goalie. You can now find his work. He's doing some video work for thedailyfaceoff.com. Check out his work there. Mike, I did want to get your expertise on Jordan Binnington, because if you look at the box score, it's not all that impressive. 88% save percentage, 3.5 goals allowed per game. But when you watch the games, it's come with the extra attacker in the first game of the season. And in the last one, again, kind of late, they gave up a couple of goals. He's been impressive to me. I've been pretty impressed with what we've seen so far from Jordan Binnington. What have you seen from him? And is there anything that you've noticed that's different from what we've seen from him a year ago?
Yeah, I'm not concerned about Jordan Binnington at all. 2 games, looking at numbers, the numbers that you should look at are 2 wins.
Yep.
You know, and to me, that's the biggest thing, is that, you know, as a goaltender, when you win games early in a season, you feel good about yourself. And, you know, not that Binnington needs a rebound season or anything. I thought that the Blues were pretty loose and frankly, were just erratic last season. And Binnington, to a certain extent, too, but he still had a pretty good season. You know, it wasn't a Carter Hart 8-7-9 year. And he still had a 9-10 and won 18 games and was the backbone of the team. But I think after a certain point in time, you do want to see those numbers start to come. I think that Binnington, to me, has looked more engaged at times this year. Like last year, it just seemed like, you know, I think the hunger's always there, but it didn't seem as crisp as he had been previously. And this year, that's where I think I'm seeing. I think his technical details are a little bit better. You know, when I watch him, he's playing between his posts. He's not chasing pucks. He's very two-sided, which is a good thing. You don't want to be very one-sided as a goaltender. That had been a knock on him for a while, that, hey, you know, it's one knee's up on his glove side and the glove's up, and he's not able to transition or rotate as well. And I think he's cleaned up that area to become more two-dimensional going, or three-dimensional going in either direction. So, yeah, I'm not concerned with Binnington at all. And again, after two games, I mean, he's got 2 wins. I like what he's done. And I just think that as the Blues start to kind of grow into who they have and their identity as a team, that team defense should come along and make things a little bit easier on him.
Yeah, Mike, don't mind BK. He's just trying to find holes with Jordan Binnington every season. He's just not a fan for some reason. Hey, Mike, buddy, final one from
He's
me.
He's going to think you're serious.
That's true in every city. Everybody does that to their goalies. I'm used to it.
Michael,
lived it.
Mike will learn. Hey, buddy, final one from me. And for those that are listening, they don't know, Mike McKenna was a part of the Vegas Golden Knights broadcast team for the last few seasons. Mike, Vegas is a really interesting team coming into this season because everyone still seems to think they're the favorite coming out of the Pacific Division. Still a powerhouse when you look at the names on that team. But they had some massive decisions in the offseason of moving on from team heart and soul guys, Marc-Andre Fleury and Ryan Reeves. Are they going to struggle this year?
I don't know if struggle is going to be the right word, but, man, I think they've made it harder on themselves. I still pick them to win the division. But right now, Max Pacioretty's out for probably 6 weeks, it's looking like, 4 to 6. And Mark Stone, who knows? And those two guys represent 25% of the scoring of the Vegas Golden Knights. They are massively important up front. And you're missing Marc-Andre Fleury, who is traded, not even really just given away. Yeah, the Golden Knights really didn't even get anything in return because the player that the Hawks gave back, they ended up voiding the contract. They gave away the Vezina winner. And you know, they've had players walk out the door that, not walk out, but have been traded away that have been really important to that team. Ryan Reeves, Nick Holden, Paul Stastny, Nate Schmidt. I mean, we can go down the list, guys. This is what happens when you chase the shiny free agent every summer, one of those being Alex Pietrangelo. And I don't know if you can replicate chemistry as easily as sometimes management or ownership thinks. There was a magic quality to the team in Vegas from the first year moving forward, and Marc-Andre Fleury was a huge part of that. And it's the only question to me. The Vegas Golden Knights, when they're healthy especially, have all the skill to be a contending team. I just don't know if the magic is still there. That's what I question, and I think Marc-Andre was a huge part of that. And they've got an uphill battle now, especially, again, Stone and Pacioretty out of the lineup, a couple other players. This is crunch time for the Golden Knights. They need a big performance tonight against St. Louis.
That's Mike McKenna, former NHL goalie, NHL analyst now for DailyFaceoff.com. Check out his work over there. Looking forward to tonight's Blues game, Blues versus Golden Knights. Pregame coverage with Alex Ferrario coming up at 8 o'clock. Mike, we always appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining the show today.
Anytime, man. It's great to be back in St. Louis full time. Love coming on.
Peloton's best offer of the season is here. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Choose from a variety of accessories, like our cycling shoes, a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. This limited-time offer ends November 28th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer starts November 14th and ends November 28th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
The Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is here. Get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, plus a small seasoned potatoes. That's a better breakfast for just $3 in three easy steps. One, wake up. Two, get out of bed. And three, head to Wendy's for your $3 breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour. Select a request $3 breakfast deal in order to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combos orders. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.